1-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here once again. We have a lot to cover. What a weekend it was at Safeco Field. The Mariners take 2 of 3 from the Texas Rangers, winning on Saturday behind Felix Hernandez, who was absolutely brilliant. We'll talk about that a lot coming up. And then a wild game on Sunday. Come from behind, 11-10 victory over the Texas Rangers. So the M's take 2 of 3 over Texas. We have all kinds of reaction coming from over the weekend. You'll hear from Nelly Cruz, who was a monster in the middle of the lineup this weekend for the Mariners. A lot on Felix Hernandez. We'll hear from the King himself after just a brilliant outing on Saturday. Mike Blauer, some great stuff on Felix Hernandez and what it means moving forward for this team. We'll hear from Brad Miller. We'll hear from Austin Jackson. The skipper, Lloyd McClendon, coming up as well. It was such a great atmosphere on Saturday with Felix pitching. We're going to hear from a broadcaster from the Texas Rangers and getting kind of the view from the other side of things, what that atmosphere is like for the opposition coming in, which is, it's excellent, really good stuff. Bullpen Banter, the second edition, it's on its way, and we'll get to hear singing. So that's going to be outstanding. Danny Farquhar, the guest of Charlie Furbush, Bullpen Banter coming up. You don't want to miss that. So, and week that was will be here, going over the last week in Mariners baseball. So all that coming up, there is so much to dive into. This 3-game set, of course, started on Friday night against Texas. Jay Happ pitching for the first time in a Mariners uniform at Safeco Field and pitched very well. 7 innings, 5 hits, just 2 runs. But the Mariners couldn't muster enough offensively. Opportunities in the game, plenty of ground ball double plays along the way. 8 hits, but only 1 run. So Texas takes game 1 of the 3-game set by a score of 3-1. Turn the page to game 2. The Mariners at this point had lost 4 games in a row. Mariners looking to snap the streak. And they turn to the King, Felix Hernandez. And the atmosphere was unbelievable. Great crowd on hand Saturday night. Felix bobblehead night. King's Court was rolling. It was just sensational out there. And Felix Hernandez, boy, did he deliver. He was on his game.
Felix looking for his 10th punch out. The Kings, 1-2, strike 3 called. He gets it with a fastball up and outside, and Piguero is rung up. The King with another 10 punch out performance here at Safeco Field at his first 2 starts. He's done it both times.
Felix Hernandez was awfully impressive. He goes 6 innings and was nearing the 100 pitch mark, but it was a tight ball game. And you could see in the dugout a conversation between Felix Hernandez and Lloyd McClendon. Felix clearly making his case for going back into the ballgame and pitching the 7th inning. He did. He won his case and then dominated.
Felix into the wind, and here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Gets him with the curveball. Odor is strikeout victim number 11. Smolinski, a timid, weak wave of the bat. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. He gets him with the changeup. Smolinski didn't have a chance. 12 strikeouts for Felix Hernandez tonight at Safeco Field, and he has manhandled the Rangers tonight.
11th time in the great career of Felix Hernandez. He has fanned 12 or more in a game, and just the second time he's done it in 7 innings. As he fanned 12 Texas Rangers in 7 innings. Second time he's gone 10 or more against Texas in his career. The last time he did it was July 14th, 2012. Nelson Cruz, his teammate now, was 0-for-3 that day with 3 strikeouts. So Felix Hernandez was brilliant. Clearly not 100%, but fighting through it and giving his team a brilliant effort and a much-needed victory, snapping the 4-game losing streak. evening up the series at one apiece. Gritty effort by the King. Mariners win the ball game, and he leads the way. Here is the King after the ball game talking about his effort and how he feels and his reaction. There's also, he gives up one run, but you can put it in air quotes, as I put it. There was controversy during the ball game where there was a hit batter, which controversy whether it hit the bat. Mariners, Lloyd McClendon, Felix Hernandez claiming it hit the bat. The guy was in mid-swing, was kind of took a half cut. It hit him in the hand or hit the bat. Either way, was not a great call. Called a hit by a pitch. He comes around to score. The only blemish in the ball game for Felix Hernandez, that was the run, but as you'll hear, Felix Hernandez is not claiming that hit by pitch.
Yeah.
How does that, so how does that leg feel? Because I know you were getting some treatment.
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, still surviving. I'm here.
Well, it didn't impact the outcome, but how did it impact your comfort level on the mound?
Comfort level was fine. I think it helped me to stay back a little bit more and not to push too much, not to jump too much. And, you know, I think the first inning when they bumped, was a little bit sore, but I said that was completely fine.
Is maybe that why some of those outs weren't very easy? I know they're never easy, but it did look like it took a little bit maybe to find your groove.
Well, the first thing, I was not putting the strike zone. I was down, and I was open my front side. And after that, I just figured out. I mean, I was a good mechanic to just throw a lot of stride and mix it up with my hard breaking balls.
You did have one that slipped and hit your good friend Adrian.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Oh, we don't talk yet. I just say my bad. He's saying, no, don't worry, man. I know you don't mean it.
You were charged with two hit by pitches. Tonight.
I think it was only one. I think it was only one. I think the other one's a foul ball.
I know it's always big for you to get a win, but you had not gotten a win against the Rangers since 2012.
I know. I just told Jeff, I told that, finally, about time. I mean, no, the guys did a great job. I mean, Mike called a great game, defense was there, and it was called enough run to win.
Felix, Lloyd said you made a strong case to go back out for the seventh. Why were you wanting to go back out there so strongly?
I think it looked better seven innings than six for me. He told me, how you feel? I was like, I'm okay. I mean, how'd the let? And I was like, I feel a little bit, but I'll be fine. Let me go back out. No. Let me put someone. No. Let me go back out. It's a close game. Let me go back out. We need this win, so let me go back out. And he says, I trust you. Okay.
Are you used to winning? Normally, you don't win those arguments, it seemed, in the past.
In the past, yeah. But, no, you know, it was a close game. It was, we need this win. I mean, it was big for us. I mean, we came from four-game losing streak, and I was on it. So I knew this win for the team.
How did you feel, you're over 100 pitches in that seventh inning. I mean, how did you feel strength-wise?
Well, my arms feel good. My leg feels okay. So, I mean, I had no problem with that. Yeah, it feels good.
There it was, the King, Felix Hernandez. Boy, you got to love that. You got to love what he has to say. You know, fighting to go out there for another inning in a game he doesn't feel 100%, but knows what it means to his team to snap the four-game losing streak. In a tight game, wants to get out there for one more inning. Strikes out the side, fans the last four hitters he saw. Mike Blowers, I thought, had some excellent comments from a guy that's been in the dugout, in a clubhouse. What it means to have a star, a superstar in this game on your team. You see him in April battling to get that extra inning. What does it mean? Here's what Mike Blowers had to say about Felix Hernandez and that night.
Last night was outstanding on a lot of different levels, but so much fun. The atmosphere at the ballpark, almost 44,000 fans here. Felix on the mound on his bobblehead night, King's Court, and then to watch him go about his business the way that he did last night, it was special. It was a special thing to see, and it's one of those deals where I was talking to Gary Hill about it earlier. It's one of those things where it was a statement game. And it had nothing to do with winning and losing. It's only the 11th game of the season or anything like that. But to have the face of your franchise and the guy that's been here through everything over the last 10 years, to see him in the dugout fighting to stay in a ball game when, as Gary said, nobody would have blamed him for leaving after the sixth inning but going out and pitching the seventh.
I thought he was done after six.
I did, too, at 98 pitches, and knowing you could see that he was clearly not 100% the way he was gimping around a little bit. But then I watched him in the dugout, and as adamant as he was, I thought it was great, and I thought it was a great decision on Lloyd's part to let him go back out there, because I don't think that's what he intended to do at the time, but Felix talked him into it. But I think it made a statement to everybody on that team.
Yeah.
And I think when you have your best player wanting to stay in a ball game when nobody would have blamed him for getting out of there after six, he'd already done his job. I thought it was a real statement and a lot of fun to watch. And then to come out and strike out the side was just, you know.
Just tremendous.
Just tremendous. It was great.
You know, this, I almost said something about a post game, but it can so easily come across glass half empty, and that's not at all what I mean by this. There's going to come a time when there's no longer a Kings Court. I mean, this is something that you – he's only 29 years old. He's in his 11th season already. He's got a lot more pitches left in him. He's got a lot more years. But just don't take it for granted.
I agree.
You know, that's all I'm trying to say. This is – we're watching something special. We're watching something historic. We're watching something that no other team in baseball gets to have, and that is the King and King's Court and all the pageantry that comes along with it.
You tell me another player that is at the level that Felix is at as far as his stardom in Major League Baseball, not just here in Seattle, but in the game of baseball, but has a connection with the fans like he does and appreciates it the way that he does. That's the reason why it all works.
Yeah.
And, you know, he acknowledges all of that. And he's not afraid to talk about it, and you can see it. It's awesome. It is an awesome thing. But don't bring up not having it again, please. I mean, we're gonna enjoy that for years and years.
We got a long time. Yeah. Well, we got a long time. But it's take. Just
but he's awesome.
It in.
And, you know, and on top of everything else, you never know when he's on the mound. You're gonna see something special, and you saw it last night. And you're looking at a future Hall of Famer. There's no question about it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So Felix moves to 2-0. Fan 12 in the ballgame, goes 7 innings, but got some help, clearly, from his teammates. Brad Miller had an excellent night for the Mariners. He goes 2-for-4, swiped a bag, and came up with a giant hit in the ballgame.
The wide, the pitch, swinging a hard hit, ground ball, fair ball, pass a dive, a fielder at first base. Seager scores from third. Here comes Brad Miller into second base. He puts on the Jets. Watch Brad Miller fly. A headlong slide into third. Miller is in there safe as the ball finally gets into the infield. Miller, an RBI triple. And with that, the Mariners extend the lead. It's 3-1 to the bottom of the sixth with two outs.
And before that, when the Rangers had tied it with the controversy, Mike Zunino gave the Mariners the lead back on one pitch with one giant whopping swing of the bat.
Catcher Mike Zunino leading off the bottom of the fifth inning with a swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. Mike Zunino with a leadoff home run here in the bottom of the fifth. And just like that, the Mariners have taken a 2-1 lead over the Rangers. And for Zunino, his first home run of the year, and that one was way out to left field.
Boy, that was good to see. Goes upper tank. That was absolutely mashed. Mike Zunino gave the Mariners the lead, and they would never give it back as they went 3-1. It was also good to see Fernando Rodney come out of the pen and just slam the door on the Rangers.
And the 1-1. Pitch, swinging a ground ball wide at first. Up with the ball, Morrison got it. Underhand to Fernando at the bag. In time, and the ball game is over. The Mariners put an end to the four-game losing streak. They win it tonight. A final score of 3-1. Fernando Rodney shoots that arrow high into the sky, and the Mariners win for the fourth time this season to go 4-7, and what a job by the King on his night. King's Court in session. King Felix bobblehead night. And the King royally takes care of the Rangers this evening with a 3-1 win.
Summed it up perfectly. That's exactly what went down. Felix Hernandez got it done, takes care of the Texas Rangers. The Mariners split the series at that point. They have the split looking for the series, of course, yesterday. We'll get to that in just a second. First, the atmosphere was electric. It was amazing. What did it look like from the opponent's perspective? Matt Hicks, broadcaster for the Texas Rangers, Aaron Goldsmith, a chance to talk to him about what it was like for him to be in that atmosphere with King's Court, with Felix Hernandez pitching.
Matt, last night was just an incredible performance by King Felix. And we get spoiled. We get to watch Felix pitch here at Safeco Field all the time. But it'd be very interesting for us and our listeners to hear a visiting broadcaster's perspective of what you guys thought the atmosphere was like last night and comparing it to what you've seen around the league in years past.
I thought the atmosphere was electric, and it started well before the game. We got here to the ballpark. I got to the ballpark 4 hours before yesterday's game, and the crowds outside Safeco Field were abuzz with anticipation about what was going on. 2 hours before the game, during batting practice, basically everybody that was waiting outside was already inside. More people inside for batting practice than usual for just about any game anywhere in the American or National League. And just the way that everything was put together, it was the whole show. It was the people, it was the buzz, it was the music. It was what was being put up on the video board, the overall atmosphere of everything. I thought, I mean, I was excited 2 hours before the game. Like, let's get this thing started. You know, and the Rangers have had success against Felix Hernandez in the past. And that's not to say that we were looking forward, oh goody, Felix, we're going to get some runs. Because you know that any time he's capable of doing something like that. And when he got through the first inning yesterday, we didn't score after the leadoff double by Martin. I knew we were in trouble.
And how about the moment when the Felix chance start, he makes that slow, deliberate walk from the bullpen over to the Mariners' first base dugout. He's up on the board. All eyes are on Felix. There's really nothing, there's no other spectacle in the game quite like that.
I can't remember. In fact, I thought of it at the moment because of the crowd noise. I was doing something else. I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden, the crowd noise is what it is. And I look up like, what's going on? And I'm like, well, Felix is walking in from the bullpen. Why is it? Oh, he's on the video board. Okay. Well, and then I realized, you know what? There's an orchestration to this. This isn't by accident that some camera guy goes, hey, Felix is coming in. Let's get this all is planned, and I think it's really neat because normally the starting pitcher for the home team comes in, and there's not a great deal of fanfare. But to have it like that, I think, helped to really set the stage. So, you know, it was more than just a baseball game. It was a production.
All right. So that set the stage for game three of this series, and this would be a wild one.
But it was a great start for the Mariners. First batter of the game for the M's, Paxton, goes through the first inning, got a couple of great defensive plays in the first. Bottom of the first, Austin Jackson, the first batter, and he comes through with a big knock.
Here's the windup and the pitch, curve, swinging a fly ball deep into left field, going, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Austin Jackson with a line drive home run into the Ranger bullpen in left field. Number one on the season, and the Mariners have a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning.
So, Mariners off to a great start there. Austin Jackson, the home run. Then Nelson Cruz steps to the plate, and he does what he does.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep into the gap in left center field. Going. Goodbye, baseball. This one into the Mariner bullpen. Nelson Cruz with his seventh home run of the season. Another blast off of Ross Detweiler here in the bottom of the first inning. And the Mariners have a 2-0 lead. Number seven for Nelly.
Nelson Cruz, number seven, and his day wouldn't be done. And the Mariners have a 2-0 lead going into the third inning. And that's when, it's funny when you look back on how the inning developed. You had a bunt base hit to start the inning, an error on Bloomquist, and then Prince Fielder just kind of a seeing eye base hit into right field, scoring a run. Adrian Beltre just pounded a ball into the dirt that hopped in the air and ended up being a base hit. Chu drives in a run on a ground out. I mean, it was all bad luck, all innocent stuff, but then it snowballs. A base hit by Rosales on a line drive, fielder's choice, and then a big, big three-run home run.
The 3-1 pitch, swinging. This is rifled. This is shot to left field. Roggiano nearing the wall. He runs out of room. It's into the bullpen for a home run. That ball was smacked by Smolinski. It's a two-run homer with two outs. And it's now 6-2 Rangers. They've scored all six runs in this third inning.
And when it was all said and done, a seven-run third inning. They bat around. Martin has two hits in the inning, scores a run, has an RBI. Just a batter, the Mariners. They chase Paxton. And just like that, the Mariners are down 7-2. Then they got a few back as Nelson Cruz steps to the plate again.
Here comes Cruz. First pitch his way. He swings and lifts it high left field. This will scrape the light towers. This is back by the wall, and it is gone. Nelson Cruz, talk about some hang time. That had a parachute strap to it. Cruz on the first pitch, a three-run homer. It's a two-home run afternoon so far for Nelson Cruz, and plenty of time for more. 7-5 Rangers.
So Cruz with eight home runs. At this point, I'd like to point a few things out. Guess who else has eight home runs? The Minnesota Twins have eight home runs. The San Francisco Giants have eight. Cleveland, they have seven. Miami has seven. The Phillies have six. The Cardinals have five. The Brewers have three. Nelson Cruz out-homering several teams in Major League Baseball at this point. The Major League Baseball home run leader, an epic start to this ballgame, driving in four, two homers, and importantly, crawling the M's closer. But again, Texas, they put more three more runs on the board in the sixth inning. They expand the lead at that point. It's 10-5. But again, the Mariners fight back. Kyle Seager driving in a run in the seventh inning.
Tolleson comes home with the pitch. Seager swings and grounds it quickly up the middle for a base hit. Cano hits the bag at third. He's being waved home. Martin throws to the middle infield. It's cut off. Cano scores. Kyle Seager, an RBI single right up the middle with one out here in the seventh. The Mariners a run closer. It's 10-6 Rangers.
And then something we're going to talk about a lot coming up. In the eighth and ninth innings, the at-bats were sensational. And in the eighth, it started with a walk to Morrison. Smith comes in. He draws a walk as well. Another great AB after a Jackson strikeout, although you look at the pitch and it was high. It was above the zone, but he fans looking. Weeks draws a walk, and that loads him up for Robinson Cano.
Kella from the set. Here we go. And the 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. A bases loaded walk to Robbie Cano. That's going to force in Logan Morrison. And it's now the Rangers 10 and the Mariners 7. And now the Mariners have the tie and run at first base. And the go-ahead run is walking up to home plate in Nelson Cruz.
Yeah, Nelson Cruz steps up, and the Rangers, they go get their closer. They bring in Feliz with the game on the line, the middle of the order. The base is jammed, and he gets Cruz to strike out. So there's two outs at this point. But then Kyle Seager, second inning in a row, comes up with a huge hit.
Runners going, the 3-2, swing and a line drive, base hit in the right center field. Here comes Smith, here comes Weeks to score, around the third Cano. Kyle Seager clapping his hands at first. A two-out, two-run single, and it's a one-run ball game. It's the Rangers 10 and the Mariners 9. Kyle Seager with a line drive base hit into right center field, scoring Smith from third and Weeks from second. Cano around to third, up with the ball, two. Got the throw to the middle of the infield. Kyle Seager with a clutch base hit. And now the Mariners have the tying run 90 feet away at third in Cano. And the go-ahead run is on at first.
So a flyout would end the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Feliz still on. He's throwing gas. He's throwing 96. He's never given up a run against the Seattle Mariners. 27 innings of work. The Mariners have never scored on Feliz. Miller starts the inning with a base hit after a flyout by Morrison. This was a key at bat. Smith draws another walk. Just a great AB, earning a walk. And then if you want to circle one at bat, that may be the key at bat in the ballgame. Austin Jackson in the ninth inning, just eight pitches, fouling him off, fighting Feliz, and then coming through with a huge hit.
The stretch and the 2-2. Swing and a line drive into right field. Chu comes in, and it drops in a base hit. Miller running third, heading home. Here's a throw to the plate, cut off by Moreland. The run scores. Throw to third. Safe at third is Smith. Miller scores. Game tied. 10-10. Holy smokes, what a hit by Austin Jackson. Line drive, right field side. Chu over. It landed out in front of him. He had to play it on a hop. Jackson with a big RBI, his second of the game, and this game is tied at 10-10. What an at-bat by Jackson.
Yeah, that's getting it done for the leadoff man. Aboard four times, a massive hit there. So Weeks flies out to center. The Rangers want nothing to do with Cano. I don't blame him. They intentionally walk him. Cano reaches base five times. That's the 10th time in his career he's reached base at least five times. And that set the table for Nelson Cruz. He had homered in his first two at-bats. He had struck out in his next three. The game on the line, a chance for Nelson Cruz to win it for the Mariners.
And the 2-2 on the way to Cruz, swinging a base hit into left field. Here comes Smith on the score. Mariners win it. Holy smokes, 11-10 over the Rangers. Nelson Cruz with a walk-off single here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nelly's being mobbed behind the bag at first base. What a comeback for the Mariners this afternoon. Smith scores from third. Two in here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Mariners win it 11-10 over the Texas Rangers this afternoon here at Safeco Field. And they take the series 2-1. How about that, folks? How about that? Nelly Cruz hit a shot through the hole. It's short. Past Beltran, Andrews into left field. Smith scoring from third. What a finish here at Safeco Field. And the Mariners win the ball game and the series.
Big games all the way around for the Mariners. I don't think any bigger than Nelson Cruz, who was unbelievable in this one for the M's. Nelson Cruz goes yard twice, goes 3-for-6, drives in 5, scores two runs, has the game-winning hit along the way. A massive game for Nelson Cruz. Here he was after the ball game.
Something that I can put in play, I guess. I mean, strike out twice, three times with run is on, I feel like it should do more damage in that situation, but thanks God, and when it matters the most, I get the hit.
You get to first base, big celebration with your team.
It was nice. It was a great win. I think we need this one, and they show a lot of hearts and they show a lot of determination, so very happy.
It's not often you get to face a closer twice in a game like that, coming around the second time. What was that at bat like, going through it?
It was kind of tough. He's a great pitcher. Especially like with the shadow, it was kind of tough, especially breaking pitches. But thank God, like I said, we had a good hit.
So Nelson Cruz, now an 8-game hitting streak. In that time, he's batting .484 with 8 home runs, 14 RBIs, and 9 runs scored during that span. He is absolutely ridiculous right now. To make the case even further, he's on pace to wallop 108 home runs this year and drive in 189. That tells you the kind of pace that he's on right now. He is just on a different planet completely, stroking the ball. That second home run was just a moonshot. And to further make the point, the numbers are out of control when you look at his home run total. He's leading baseball with 8 home runs. Not only is he leading baseball individually, he's out homering a number of teams as well. He's got 8. So the Minnesota Twins, who will be in this coming weekend, also have 8 home runs as a team. The defending World Series champion, San Francisco Giants, they have 8 home runs as a team. Cleveland, Miami, who has Stanton, they both have 7 home runs as a team. The Phillies and Cardinals each have 6, and the Brewers have 3. So Nelson Cruz, at this point of the season, is out homering 5 different teams, and he's tied with 2 others, and he's just 1 back of the Mets, 2 back of the Rangers, A's, White Sox, and Diamondbacks. And the way he's clubbing them, those teams might want to watch out. He is in some kind of groove. He has set his personal record for home runs in the month of April. It was 7. He has already hit 8. And as far as home runs within the first 12 games of a season, he is way up there on that list. And that's an impressive list. So most home runs in the team's first 12 games of the season. There's several with 8. Nelson Cruz is there along with Johnny Mize of the New York Giants in 47, Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants in 64, Jeff Kent from the Mets in 94, Pujols with the Cardinals in 2006, Chris Shelton in 2006 with the Tigers, A-Rod with the Yankees in 2007, all with eight. The only players ahead of him on the list, Larry Walker in 1997 with the Rockies had nine, Luis Gonzalez with Arizona had nine in 2001, and then Michael Jack Schmidt, 11 homers within his first 12 games in 1976. A crazy start to the season, but that's the kind of company that Nelson Cruz is keeping with this start. Cruz right now an 8-game hitting streak and just absolutely on fire, clubbing the two home runs early and coming up with a big game-winning hit late. Here was the skipper, Lloyd McClendon, talking about Nelson Cruz and really the middle of this lineup and getting this victory.
Well, we had, you know, very professional at bats, and it takes a little luck as well. But I thought the fortitude, I said this before, this team is a very gritty bunch. And I think I told you guys last night, they're built for this. They're tough. They're character-wise, they're tough. We got a nice mix of veterans and young players. This team is built for greatness. I don't know what's going to happen, but I like where we are. Well, I mean, I don't think you can ask for anything better, both the eighth and the ninth, is to have your three, four, and five hitters up. You know, sometimes they'll get it done, and sometimes they won't. But we just happen to have our hottest hitter at the plate in that situation, and you always feel good about that, you know. Especially since the fact that their closer had thrown quite a few pitches and was probably fatiguing a little bit. I think he was in the 40s when he faced Nelson. So our guys did a good job of really grinding those at-bats out and getting his pitch count up. Well, when that happens, you usually should win. But listen, we were lucky to win that game today. And we got to pitch better. And I think our guys understand that.
So Cano, Cruz, Seager, the middle of the order. How about 9 for 15, 9 RBIs, 4 runs scored, 2 walks, and 2 home runs. Massive damage in this one for that crew. I mean, look at Kyle Seager, who had a huge game. Seager goes 3 for 5, drives in 3 runs. And, I mean, Texas fans just have to groan every time Seager strolls to the plate, because he has just dominated Rangers pitching through his career. Kyle Seager, in his career, is batting .335 against Texas with 13 homers, by far the most against any team, and 45 ribbies, by far the most against any team, and 24 doubles, which is the most. Just dominating Texas Rangers pitching, and he came up big, driving in 3 in this ballgame as well. Robinson Cano reached base 5 times. That was the 10th time in his career he has reached base 5 or more times. Austin Jackson, he was on base 4 times as well, really setting the table at the top of the order. Also had a solo home run. Here was Austin Jackson after the ball game.
Just a lot of confidence in him. I mean, he's been swinging the bat really well. And, I mean, not a better guy to come up to the plate right then. You know, like I said, he's been swinging a good bat. You know, you can tell when he gets in the box. He has a tremendous amount of confidence, and we're confident in him as well.
You know, this is one of those games. You guys up early, the next thing you know, they put up a 7 spot. Talk about the resolve of this team. And a little dancing from Wilhelmsen, that's always good. Talk about the resolve of this team just to keep coming back.
Yeah, I mean, we kept battling. We got down, but, I mean, the mood, you know, down here was great. You know, nobody was getting down on themselves. We knew that if we kept chipping away, kept getting guys out there and getting those timely hits, the game would change around, and it did.
And the last two innings, what was really impressive, it was just one great AB after another. Whether it was Seth Smith, who should not be overlooked for any means, had a massive at-bat in the ninth inning, a long at-bat, fouling off good pitch after good pitch, earning a walk. He comes off the bench, pinch hits, and stays in the game, plays left field. He draws 2 walks and scores 2 runs. A huge part to what happened late in the ballgame. Austin Jackson, just a pro at-bat in the ninth inning. Again, battling, and then rips a single. He has 3 hits, drives in 2. just great ABs in the eighth and ninth inning, and you heard Lloyd McClendon allude to those. Brad Miller, too, he picks up a base hit in the ninth inning that got everything rolling.
Definitely crazy. You know, I guess you're never out of it, obviously, and you know, we got off to a good lead, and then they put some, you know, good couple innings together, and we just fought back, you know, so pumped, you know, great series win, great comfort behind wind, and glad we finished it off right there.
How important were the at-bats leading up to Nelson's and just kind of grinding down the closer?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's their guy. You know, he was out there, and I thought Austin Jackson's at bat. I mean, I'm on second. I had a perfect view. Just, you know, fouling off fastball after fastball, fouling off a tough slider, and then staying on that slider was awesome. Obviously, Seth's working the walk, and, you know, got a base open. You're gonna put Cano on, and Nelly did some damage. So, wow, that was awesome.
And what else is amazing, Feliz, their closer, comes on in the eighth inning to try and slam the door against the heart of the Mariners order with the game on the line. He ends up throwing near 50 pitches when it's all said and done as the Mariners finally break through against him. They had never scored off of Feliz, who had pitched 27 innings. All his time in Major League Baseball, year after year, the Mariners not able to get to him. 27 scoreless innings against the M's in his career. Finally, the Mariners break through with two in the ninth inning to claim victory against Feliz. And it's interesting, I think, let's get the other perspective. Here's Feliz after the game talking about facing the Mariners and what happened.
He said he felt great, man. I bet he came out and did his job, and the outcome wasn't what he wanted, but at the end of the day, he's still going to hold his head up high.
The at-bats with both Smith and Jackson, I think, were both like 8-pitch at-bats. Did you feel like they were just spoiling some really good pitches there?
No, fue un buen picheo. Yo estaba en el, como digo, a la defensiva. Me dieron mucho fao, pero fue un buen picheo. Yo traté de seguir atacando la zona de strike.
He was throwing many pitches where we're hitting the spots he wanted to hit. We're just making, you know, just enough contact to stay in and fight off the pitches.
You got Cruz in the eighth, then he comes up that ninth. Was it the same approach to him?
Sí, tratar de mantener la bola bajita, tratar de saber que Cruz está en un bateador y todo, tratar de mantener la bola bajita y hacerle una visión.
Yeah, he was just trying to keep the ball low on Cruz, you know, and he's a good hitter. I mean, that ball he hit at the end was a low ball, and he just made good contact on it.
I think it's helpful to get this view, too, because you can hear it. You know, he's facing Nelson Cruz. He's making good pitches. Cruz just a good hitter going the other way and taking him to right field. He's making good pitches. The Mariners battling him. And I think sometimes it's nice, we're so Mariner-centric for obvious reasons, but it's nice to just look at the other perspective once in a while. So the Mariners come back and win 11-10. It's the second time at Safeco Field the Mariners have won a game while giving up 10 runs. It's only the second time they've given up double-digit runs at Safeco Field and won a game. The other time, Adrian Beltre was also batting cleanup that day. Yesterday, he was batting cleanup for the Rangers. The last time the Mariners did it against the A's in 2007, Adrian Beltre was batting cleanup that time for the Mariners, though. So Beltre has been connected to both ball games. So the Mariners do it again. They win 11-10. They come from behind. So they've won the series. Now 5-7 on the season, 3-3 at home. So here's what we're looking at right now. The Mariners take 2 of 3. In the first series at home, now the Houston Astros come in. Let's look at the AL West. The Astros are in first place. They've won 2 games in a row, taking 2 from the Angels. They're 6-6. The A's in second place at 6-7. You have the Mariners and the Angels at 5-7, and then the Rangers at 5-8. All teams in the division, last place team is just a game and a half out. I mean, it's a jumble. It's early in the season, and it's a jumble. So the Astros come in for 3, and we'll be watching the starting pitching very closely in the next 3. Hisashi Iwakuma will go for the M's tonight. 7-10 first pitch. He's 0-1, a 6.55 ERA. Taiwan Walker will go tomorrow, 7:10, first pitch from Safeco Field. And then J-Hap against his old team will go on Wednesday, 7:10, first pitch. J-Hap, he's been very good in his first two starts, 0-1, a 2.70 ERA. The Mariners got it done in the first series of this homestand. They've taken the series. Now the goal is to take another series, and they'll try and do it against the Houston Astros, who come in with the best record in the West at 6-6. Try and get out to Safeco Field if you can, but definitely join us on the broadcast if you cannot. And off day Thursday, and then King's Court on Friday, and tickets have gone on sale. So Felix Hernandez is pitching Friday against the Twins, and King's Court tickets have gone on sale. And, you know, when Felix is pitching at home, you should just go. You should just find a way to go, because it never disappoints. It is so much fun. The atmosphere, what he does, the way he deals, it's party time. It's good times. It's going to be a Friday night at Safeco Field. Felix on the mound. It does not get much better than that. So hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark. So I think we covered the weekend. I think we got it all. That was a lot. That was a lot. So what we're going to do now is hand it over to Charlie Furbush. Bullpen banter, here it is.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Another edition of Bullpen Banter here. I'm Charlie Furbush today. My special guest, one of my favorite guys in the bullpen, Daniel Farquhar. How are you today, Danny?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here on this wonderful Seattle day.
It is a wonderful, beautiful day here. You got a really, really interesting last name. I'm just wondering how many nicknames you have, or can you give me your favorite nickname someone has called you before?
Probably Farkle.
Farkle?
That was in Little League. It was one of my friend's dads, and he dropped a Farkle on me. I've never heard that.
Yeah.
So I think there's actually a game now called Farkle, and I own it.
You own it?
I saw it in the store, and I was like, I got to buy that. So I own it. I don't think I've ever played it, but it involves dice.
All right. Well, where do the ancestors of the Farquhar clan reign? Where is the heritage from?
Well, Farquhar is from Scotland, and you actually pronounce it Farquhar. And
I wish we could do that.
Yeah. Farquhar. And if you want to get really technical, it's part of the Farquharson clan. And we got kilts, and we got a shield, and it's pretty crazy.
That is pretty crazy. I've never seen you wear a kilt. You want to do? I'm Scottish too, so you want to have a kilt day maybe on the plane?
I would love to share a kilt with you, Charlie.
Where did you start your life?
Well, I was born in Miami, Florida, and then I was raised about 15 minutes north in a town called Pembroke Pines. I wouldn't really call it a town. It's more of South Florida is just...
Community, maybe?
No, it's like street after street after street. There's no, like, separation from one city to the next.
Okay. I got to give you some love here. You are, I would say, the fastest pitcher on our staff. You got to pinch run last year, and it was an impeccable first to third, in my own opinion. Yeah, what else did you play? You must have been like a track star or a soccer star or something, right?
Middle school, I ventured off, and I played volleyball, and it's funny because I'm short, but I was a really good spiker. I think the net was significantly lower, and I think I was actually bigger when I was younger. I might have shrunk.
Oh, so you were the guy that, like, in elementary school, it was, like, bigger and better than everyone, and then once everyone caught up, you were actually really short?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's exactly what happened. And I ran track. I ran track in middle school, and I ran cross-country in high school. I got some pretty good times. I got a 5:20 mile in eighth grade, and I have a 19:44 5K in my freshman year of high school.
Wow, I think you need to challenge Rick Waits on a little running challenge. I think he'd put up a good competition.
I think he'd beat me. He runs 3 to 4 days a week out in West Seattle. He tells me at least twice a day.
And he tells me he's the best runner that ever lived. So, who do you think, you know, is the best? When we travel, get on the plane, we're going on a 10-day road trip, who is the best dressed?
You know, they had this question on the Jumbotron, and everybody said Felix. But to me, I think it's Robinson, man. I got Robinson coordinating more than Felix. Felix is like trying to set a standard with fashion, and I think I think he's a little off.
Yeah.
Or maybe fashion hasn't caught up to Felix yet, so maybe I'm behind. But I feel like Robbie's right there, and he just looks really sharp every time.
Classic GQ look, you know? So what do you think, you know, you fit in on that scale?
I am at the bottom with Kyle Seeger.
Okay. What is the thing you've done to impress your wife the most? Like, what is you've done, you think, that has impressed her more than anything?
Oh, in my life?
Yeah, whether it's going on a date, maybe in the beginning stages, you did something crazy just to try to, you know, winner,
chicken dinner.
Yeah, maybe. And look at you now, you're married now, so obviously you did something that impressed her.
Yeah, married 6 years. Impressed her. I don't know, maybe just being honest and truthful and loving and all those good things, you know.
Standard issue.
On a daily basis, though, not just on holidays or anniversaries, but, you know, making it a commitment every day.
You never bought her like a nice set of earrings or, you know, got like a couple's massage or something?
She's got a nice engagement ring.
I hope she's listening to this, obviously, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I hope.
That's awesome. A few more questions. I want to know, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Probably Carson Smith.
Old Carson.
He likes to get under people's skins, whatever.
Little instigator.
He's an instigator.
Sure.
So, yeah, he's my pet peeve.
Okay. All right. Carson Smith will do it. We'll get him on the show next week and see what he says about you. All right. Last question. I'm a karaoke fan. I want to know, if you were going to sing karaoke, you wanted to rock people's worlds, get up on stage, what song are you singing?
Casey and JoJo, All My Life.
You're getting sentimental, real sensual with it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That's my kind of music. And most importantly, I know all the words.
Okay. Even better. Yeah, you want to sing it? You want to give me a little Casey and JoJo? And
all my life.
Woo!
I pray for someone like you.
Yeah!
Yes, I pray that you do the same way too.
Oh, it's great. Great. Oh, man. Give it a round of applause. Oh, no one's really listening. Oh, there we go. We got some claps in the crowd. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up with our first home edition of Bullpen Banter here at Safeco Field. Danny Farquhar, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
And finally, before we go, here is the week that was last week in Mariners baseball.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners past week
on Mariners Magazine.
Two balls and two strikes to Canna. There goes Fold the pitch. Swinging a pop-up off the hands, foul ground. Zunino rips off the mask, rips off the helmet, over by the camera well. He tracks it down, makes a catch, throws to first base, and Felix is there covering, and they get Fold. It's a double play. The line, the pitch. Swing and a stroke into center field with some distance. Fold sprinting back to the warning track. Fold looks up, and this just gets over the fence. It's a three-run homer. Straight away center field, Ricky Weeks. How about that for a pinch hitter? The pitch swing, and this is muscle deep left field. Zobra's back. He is at the wall. He leaps, and he cannot make the catch because that is over the fence for a home run. Nelson Cruz home runs back-to-back days, and that's an awfully big one for Nelly Cruz. He gives the Mariners a one-run lead here in the 10th inning. It's 8-7 Mariners. Medina turns, tosses, swinging a little fister. A one-hopper right there to Brad Miller. Takes it by the hip, throws a missile to first base in time for the out. Semien retired. Medina comes on to the 10th inning and retires the A's in order.
Great day for the Mariners. And it's the type of game where, you know, it's easy to lay down and say, okay, you know, we'll get them tomorrow. But that guy's really battled and toughened it out. And they're very, very tough circumstances, and came away with a win.
There goes Cano. The pitch swung on. Well hit ball deep to right field into the corner. Puig going back to the warning track. Goodbye, baseball. Into the front row of seats, down the right field line. Nelly Cruz, his 200th career home run. Here's a swing and a drive deep into the gap in right center field, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Low line drive. Holy smokes. Nelson Cruz, a Cruz missile just over the top of the wall in right center field.
career home run number 201 was a laser beam. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball deep to left field. Crawford going back against the wall, going and going. Crawford leaps up. It's gone. Goodbye, baseball. Nelson Cruz, holy smokes, his fifth home run of the year. He does it again. Cruz is now homered in four consecutive games. Swing and a drive deep into right center field. Peterson going back to the track, leaps up. Goodbye, baseball. Nelson Cruz with his sixth home run of the year and has now homered in five consecutive games.
The room was pretty quiet, and all of a sudden Hermansky said, "I've got it." And everybody kind of straightened up and looked at him and said, "What?" And Gene said, "We'll all wear number 42, and nobody will know which one is Jackie." Well, it broke up the room. It broke the tension. And little did we know that Gene's suggestion would eventually come to pass, because tonight, like Gene said, everybody will wear number 42. And I think that's probably my favorite story.
Felix looking for his 10th punch out. The Kings, 1-2, strike three called. He gets it with a fastball up and outside, and Piguero is rung up. The King with another 10 punch out performance here at Safeco Field at his first two starts. He's done it both times. Felix into the wind, and here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Gets him with the curveball. Odor is strikeout victim number 11. Smolinski, a timid, weak wave of the bat. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. He gets him with the changeup. Smolinski didn't have a chance. A dozen strikeouts for Felix Hernandez tonight at Safeco Field, and he has manhandled the Rangers tonight.
I think it looked better 7 innings than 6 for me. He told me, "How you feel?" I was like, "I'm okay. I mean, how'd the let?" And I was like, "I feel a little bit, but I'll be fine. Let me go back out." No. Let me put someone. No. Let me go back out. It's a close game. Let me go back out. We need this win, so let me go back out. And he says, "I trust you." Okay.
And the 1-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball wide at first. Up with the ball, Morrison got it. Underhand to Fernando at the bag. In time, and the ball game is over. The Mariners put an end to the four-game losing streak. They win it tonight,